Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good evening, and this is the evening news for today, Thursday, December 13th for 2018. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. In the headlines, over 7,000 persons are diagnosed with diabetes here in Dominica, a serious case of concern. And Bermuda's education system still has hope, says Bermuda's independent senator Michelle Simmons. And everything in Africa belongs to us. We must reclaim it, says the Economic Freedom Fighters leader Julius Malema. The details of these stories and more are coming up. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited.
Live free for a year with Quartz ReadyCash. Want to get all your bills paid for an entire year? Take a ReadyCash loan before Friday, December 7th. Enter to live free for an entire year. One lucky winner will win free electricity, free water, free internet and cable, plus free groceries for a year. Visit any Quartz store and take a ReadyCash loan today for anything just in time for Christmas and enter to live free for a year. Quartz ReadyCash. Ready when you are. Terms and conditions apply.
Christmas wishes, make them come true at Quartz. Enjoy extended shopping hours this and every Sunday in December. At Quartz, we're granting wishes with special Sunday offers just for you. Shop with ready finance and pay nothing until March 2019. Just the season. Make it merry. Quartz Special Sundays with exclusive deals, Christmas treats, and fun for the entire family. Christmas wishes, make them come true. Only at Quartz. See press, Facebook, and in-store for details. Quartz, bringing value home.
Ho, 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 ho. Merry Christmas.
And we're back. A leader of the People's Party of Dominica, Sophia Carrington, expressed her disappointment in the Prime Minister of Dominica's failures to be present at the House of Parliament on Wednesday. The Prime Minister prided himself on calling Dominica the world's first resilient nation, and the day of resilient presentations at the House of Parliament, the leader who championed the cause was a no-show.
What I know for sure, people, whether it's a politician, a dominant, I don't care who it is, people make time for what is important to them. The Prime Minister made time for Alba, not Creed. The Prime Minister made time for Venezuelans, not Dominicans. Ay, Dios mío. This is just bad. No matter how you try to slice or dice it. The Prime Minister was heard loud and clear yesterday. The people of Dominica is not a priority to him. The Prime Minister's action yesterday demonstrated how he sees the people of Dominica and that their lives and their livelihood does not matter to him. This is not a matter of a conflict of schedule. This is a matter of a conflict in priorities. Well, Mr. Prime Minister, action expresses priorities, and your actions yesterday told us where you stand. Dominica is clearly not your priority, Roosevelt Skerrit. This is like at your wedding day, you are left at the altar. This is the bill, the Climate Resilience Act, that is supposed to be the future of Dominica. This is the big vision, and he didn't even show up.
She says that the Prime Minister neglected his priorities to the people of Dominica.
The Prime Minister made time for Alba, not Creed. The Prime Minister made time for Venezuelans, not Dominicans. Ay, Dios mío. This is just bad. No matter how you try to slice or dice it. The Prime Minister was heard loud and clear yesterday. The people of Dominica is not a priority to him. The Prime Minister's action yesterday demonstrated how he sees the people of Dominica.
That was leader of the people, Sophia Carrington, and constituency as constituents of the Wesley Woodford Hill area, as well as a public relations officer for the United Workers Party, Steve Benjamin, was a guest on the Talk on the Block program, where he expressed some of his concerns as it relates to the situation of Marigold Hospital. He was speaking on the accident which occurred on Wednesday evening, which took the life of a young woman and saw critical injuries inflicted on several young men. Mr. Benjamin says that the situation is a sad one and that the Marigold Hospital is one of serious need. Benjamin also reminded the general public of the reasons why the Marigold Hospital was destroyed.
It is sad. It is sad. We, the Dominican people, must remember why the hospital is no more. The Marigold Hospital is no more because the government failed to do basic maintenance It was woodens and so on, termites that caused the hospital to be closed and eventually demolished. That is sad. The Marigot Hospital not only serves persons from the Carib Territory to the east, right down to Calabashi, it serves the airport, the Mendenhall Airport, now renamed Douglas Charles Airport. If a plane load of persons was to leave New York on a charter and come down to vote the Labour Party, and the pilot is not aware too much of the runway and is not familiar, and he run off the airstrip and slam into the 24-inch reinforced concrete wall at the foot of the airstrip. What is going to happen to the people there? The hospital is critical. It is necessary not only for the Northeast, but for persons using the Douglas Charles Airport. How can a government that claims it has vision sit there, has millions and millions of dollars at its disposal, and will close a hospital because of negligence, and then move across to Wesley and occupy the Wesley Health Center, a building that was built to facilitate a few hundred persons? You have it serving an entire district. You just root out the sign health center and you place the sign hospital on it.
He continued further elaborating on advice given to the government as it pertains to the physical structure and also to conduct the health practices in a more but healthy, conducive environment.
This is unfortunate. The Foundation High School is on the outskirts of Marigot. Medical officials suggested to the Prime Minister and the leadership of this country to turn the Foundation High School into a temporary medical facility to facilitate the people in the Northeast. They brush it aside. What is going on there is criminal negligence. That is wickedness. It is shameful. How can you treat a people like that? How can the international community, our people living in the diaspora, sit there and say this administration is doing good? And even their safety, their personal safety, coming into this country, our gateway is Mendenhall, and there is no hospital. No hospital. It is sad. It is shameful.
That was a constituent of the Wesley Woodford Hill area, as well as a public relations officer for the United Workers Party, Steve Benjamin. And he also continued saying that he's a firm believer in the healthy democracy, which is a Dominica. And as a result of this orientation, he says that protesting, which is a democratic right, ensures that the voice of the people is heard and that their concerns are met. Benjamin says that the people of Dominica have become lazy and refuse to fight for what is theirs. And he is calling for the people to shake up and wake up.
That protest is healthy. We have seen protests in France even today. People need things, they have to protest. Because sometimes your politicians get tired, they ignore you. Protest is healthy. In a healthy democracy, they must have protests. We support protests 100%. But we believe our people, and I'm not afraid to say that, we believe our people are literally lazy. They refuse to step to fight for what they want. This is not a begging thing to give me $1,000, give me $500. This is demanding basic infrastructure. The sea defense wall was built, but no breakers at the back of the wall to prevent water from going on the sea, destroying our vehicles. We stood up once, we refused to stand up again. The dam bridge has literally fallen apart and broken. We refused to stand up. Look now, people are dying because of a lack of hospital. It is time that we as a people, we don't want to even come to Rosu. We can just step on the streets and demand the attention of the government. Not much. Just step on the street and demand the attention of the government, preventing from vehicles from passing. Let them jam us down in the streets. It is time that we stop this laziness and backwardness and step forward. Your leaders are prepared to lead, but you have to be prepared to follow.
That was a public relations officer for the United Workers Party, Steve Benjamin, and treasurer of the Dominica Nurses Association, Mr. Mignon Roel Schillingford, shared some of information to the general public on the subject of diabetic retinopathy. She also is the coordinator of the Health Promotion Unit, which covers promotion, advocacy, as well as many other roles that deal with the education of persons on the subject of diabetic retinopathy, as well as many other important health factors. Ms. Roel Schillingford gave an overall overview of what diabetic retinopathy is, as well as other important information as it relates to diabetics, and states that 17.7% or 7,000 persons have diabetes here in Dominica, some of which they are not aware of.
It is a condition, a disease associated or a complication of diabetes.
Yes.
Okay? We know that diabetes have been around for some time. But what is of great interest and concern to us is that is the prevalence, is the prevalence of diabetes, is how often we are seeing it, how many new cases are being diagnosed daily. And of course, because diabetic retinopathy is a complication of diabetes, if we have an increased prevalence of diabetes, then the likelihood of having more persons with diabetic retinopathy increases. So in terms of prevalence, how many or how much of it is high, how often the number of persons that we have in Dominica or Dominican setting is about 17.7%.
Mm-hmm.
That means about 7,000 people have diabetes in Dominica. I believe a lot more by now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And about half of them are unaware that they have diabetes. So if I do not know, I cannot take the necessary precautions.
Mm-hmm.
Although we are speaking more health and wellness, and we are thinking preventable, that means you should not know you have any condition, but you should do whatever it takes to mm-hmm. keep you healthy, right? But half of them do not know. And about 10% of diabetics will have complaints of diabetic retinopathy when they are diagnosed. So that means they do not know they have diabetes, so their sugars, their blood sugars have been increased, circulating, or their glucose levels in their body. And by the time they get, so for some phenomena, whether it's by accident, they go in and they do a test, and they say, hey, your blood sugar is high, how, you know, how long it has been? So, oh, I don't know.
Ms. Roel Schillingford continued further expressing that knowledgeable nurses, when presented with cases where patients show symptoms, they are acting accordingly, but feels that more people should know their status.
Them, because we know the association between elevated blood glucose levels in diabetes. So the fact that you are diabetic doesn't just say that you will have diabetic retinopathy. Okay, so I want to get that very clear with the public. And then you will do it, and then when you start questioning them about their eyesight and their vision, and have they been observing anything, blurred vision, you know, difficulty seeing spots or floaters, things floating, you know, things like that. And they say, but yes, that is happening to me. But because they are unaware that they are diabetic, they are unaware of the possibility of having diabetic retinopathy. Of course, Mr. Lando, I just want to deal with the stats. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always important to let you know.
Definitely.
What is happening.
That was the treasurer of the Dominica Nurses Association, Ms. Mignon Roel, also the coordinator of the Health Promotion Unit of Dominica. The Dominica Nurses Association, of course, is a non-profit professional organization that seeks to work with the government of Dominica and other authorities to provide the best possible type of health care in the realm of nursing. Also, the association caters for the educational needs, professional development, and cultural improvements of its members and the delivery of a public education. And Bermuda's independent Senator Michelle Simmons was speaking in Senate on December 12, 2018, where she says that the education sector in Bermuda is continuing to shrink, and something needs to be done about this. She says that the problems experienced are because of a lack of confidence in the public schools, but she is confident that this can be changed with all hands coming together.
We have, and we've seen it over the years, we've had a shrinking public education sector in this country. We can't afford to continue down that path either. Because in any country in the world, we must have a strong, vibrant public education sector to ensure that we are doing right by every person in this country. People shouldn't have to take their children out of public education and move them into the private sector because they fear that their children will not get the education they deserve in our public schools. I believe, and I believe this with every bone in my body, that the problems we're experiencing in our public schools can be fixed. But it will take a unified effort on the part of every one of the key stakeholders in our public schools and those who are responsible for the administration, the management, the support of our schools. That includes everyone. It's parents, it's our students, it's all the educators, it's the principals, it's the folk at the Department of Education, the Ministry of Education, it's everyone.
That was Bermuda's independent Senator Michelle Simmons. And Africans need to come together if they want to reclaim the economy, the land, and the resources on the continent, says EFF leader Julius Malema. EFF is an economic freedom fighting group, as the group is a far-left political party, and it was started by former African National Congress Youth League leader, or ANCYL, President Julius Malema and his allies in 2013. He says we must isolate those who are perpetuating the division of African continent, because without the unity of Africa, we will never defeat the capitalistic mentality, Malema says.
Wrong. Crime is crime. Let's deal with it as crime. When it is a white person in South Africa, undocumented, he's called an investor. Not only a white person, including Indians and Chinese. These Guptas didn't have proper papers here. These Guptas didn't have proper papers. No one dared called them Kwerekweres. No one. But if it was my African brothers, we're going to be called Kwerekweres because they don't have papers. Self-hate. It must come to an end. If it means making the EFF lose votes for that, let it lose votes. Lose votes on principle, not on political expediency of wanting to appeal. This country belongs to Africans in the same way Nigeria belongs to South Africans. Nigeria is South Africa. South Africa is Nigeria. We are Zimbabweans. We need to do away with this nonsensical idea that was imposed on us by colonizers, by Theresa May ancestors, that we must dislike each other. We must do away with that. Theresa May is coming here to make sure that we continue to hate each other. Look at what we are doing now. We are reclaiming our land in South Africa, saying our people must get the land, inspired by our brothers in Zimbabwe. Namibia is following. Let the whole of African continent follow and reclaim our land. That's how we are going to gain our independence. And through the ownership of the continental land, we shall then have a true one South Africa. We are unable to unite because we are divided along colonial lines, Francophones and Anglophones. We need to do away with that. We need to love our African brothers in America when they are being slaughtered, in London when they are being slaughtered. They need to know that we love them here. Love each other everywhere else where you find one another.
That was EFF leader Julius Malema, and that's the evening news, and here's a recap of the headlines. Over 7,000 persons are diagnosed with diabetes here in Dominica, a serious case of concern. Bermuda's education system still has hope, says Bermuda's independent Senator Michelle Simmons, and everything in Africa belongs to us. We must reclaim it, says the Economic Freedom Fighters leader Julius Malema. The news was brought to you for the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. If you miss any of our newscasts, log on to our website at q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. For any breaking story or latest development, send us your iReports via text or WhatsApp message to 615-1426 or 276-2147. On behalf of the entire news team, I'm Hassan Robinson.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens.